I've spoken to a number of farmers since then. I mean, there's an issue out here now with the single farm payments for these farmers, because, you know, a lot of them farmers out here would have rights to this mountain that would be claiming commonage on it for the single farm payment. There's about 150 stakeholders that would have rights to this mountain. And now, not them all would be claiming the subs on it, but a big majority of farmers would be claiming subs on it. And now they're informed that the single farm payment will be held in relation to this fire. Now, I also know that a lot of them have spoken with Chagas, and Chagas is advising them to get an affidavit signed saying they didn't start the fire. But also now I will be lobbying with the Minister and with the Minister for Agriculture in relation to getting this looked at, because I think this is very unfair to farmers out here in this area that would have a claim in commonage and didn't start this fire, and they'd be penalised for it.
And how much money are we talking here, Councillor Nocton, that they would be effectively out of pocket with this?
Well, I mean, I couldn't put a figure on it, because everybody would be entitled to different amounts, Catherine. But I mean, as I said, there's 150 stakeholders. Now, not all these people would be claiming rights, but I would say you have in the region maybe up to 100 people claiming on this mountain in that. So the reality of the situation is there would be a huge amount of lost revenue to the farmers in this area. I mean, it's something that basically they should not be penalised for, when they didn't cause a fire, and, you know, something that came to light, and something that we never think of when we hear about these fires. I mean, but they do affect so many people, so many households and communities. And, you know, we do know this fire was started, you know, accidental. I mean, and these things can happen as well. But I don't think it's right that we have the farming community now that was basically the single farm payments being held in relation to this, when it was totally outside their control.